Bickley and Murata. Mock My World.
Stop mocking me!
Brought to you by V's Barbershop.
Yep, Mock My World time. Last week, the subject, in honor of the late, great Eddie Van Halen, was Eddie's and Edwards. And it was a Danny or Daniel that won big.
Danny, right?
Danny, 53%. He right. Ran away with it. Your team of Eddie Van Halen, Eddie Money, Edward Scissorhands, and Eddie Munster got 53% of the vote. I finished second. Jarrett finished third. Sarah came crashing down to earth with 7.7% of the vote.
I mean, after crushing you two the last, last 2 weeks.
I know. You're just trying to make it interesting. I get it. So this week we will draft in reverse order of last week's results, which means Sarah goes first, Jarrett second, I'm third, Bick fourth. The subject, in honor of the Cardinals visiting the Dallas Cowboys, is basically all-encompassing Cowboys.
Famous Cowboys, literary, fictional, movie stars, television stars,
in sports.
Characters in sports.
Real from the Old West.
Right.
All-encompassing Cowboys.
Right.
I know absolutely nothing about Cowboys.
What are you talking about?
So here we go.
All right.
Yes.
Well, you have the number one pick.
Let me just give you a hint before you make your first pick and let you know that I'm a cowboy on a steel horse I ride.
Are you wanted?
Dead or alive?
Dead or alive?
I might be.
Okay.
Don't pick me.
I was not going to.
No.
Do not worry about that. With the number one pick, I'm going to go with a cowboy I know and love well. I am taking Woody from Toy Story.
That's a good pick.
Mm. Woody from Toy Story. Jarrett.
I'm going with, and maybe I'm just influenced by Val Kilmer's portrayal of him, but the coolest cowboy, Doc Holliday. Fastest gun in the West.
All right, Doc Holliday is off the board.
Wouldn't stand a chance against Clint Eastwood, but hey.
With my first pick, I'm going straight to sports, and I'm picking Roger Staubach.
Mm. Oh, okay. Interesting.
Good call.
We'll see.
right?
Touche.
Okay, I will take Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Those are your two picks.
Those are my two picks.
So the real life ones?
I don't think they were real. Were they?
Butch Cassidy was.
Okay.
I'm like, Sarah, I'm like you.
I really have no clue. I'm not 900 years old, so.
Wow.
When do you think? Wow.
Sometimes I admire your ruthlessness. Right now, I think that is totally inappropriate.
I'm not sure where.
Westerns are just very over my head.
I don't know when you think the Old West was, but it certainly was not in the 1100s.
I don't know about this, is what I'm trying to say.
Well, you know sports.
Well, you don't have to insult everybody else in the process.
There's Oklahoma. You can pick Oklahoma State players.
But no, Andrew,
stop giving hints, please.
I understand.
There's a reason why you're supposed to do your own research on this, Jarrett.
All right, who's picking?
You, Vinny.
Barry Sanders.
That's why you didn't want me to say that.
Yeah, exactly.
I already thought of it. Don't worry.
Okay.
Whoa, la-di-da. Well, if you're going to pick Barry Sanders, I got to pick Emmitt Smith. A Dallas Cowboy.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
Sarah, you got two picks now.
Can I pick an actor, or do I need to pick a character that an actor played?
You can either pick a character or a real cowboy, but not the actual actor.
Unless the actor was an actual cowboy.
Cowboy, yeah.
Okay, fair enough. I will take the man with no name in The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. So I'm taking Clint Eastwood in that movie.
Got it.
If
the
that
man
works.
With no name. Is that anything like a horse with no name?
The horse with no name was probably a cowboy horse. A horse boy?
No, we're not. We'll not allow it.
No horse.
Your second pick, Sarah?
Does Billy the Kid count?
Of course.
It does. Sure.
Okay. Then I take Billy the Kid.
All right.
My confidence is just surging today.
Yes. I'm going to go. Oh, sorry. No, sorry. It's your turn, Jarrett.
I am going to go with the Lone Ranger.
Yeah, I can't believe that lasted as long as it did.
falls out advertising. He was the lone ranger, but he had a sidekick.
That's true. That was, like, well, he was the only ranger there, to be fair.
That, would, like,
that is true. So technically, it's accurate. Yeah,
Tonto was not a ranger, as far as I know.
That would be like me introducing myself. I'm a total loner, but this is my longtime life partner.
Yeah. Right. Right.
I'm going to the rodeo circuit, the Valley's very own, Ty Murray. Married to Jewel at one point.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
Appeared on Dancing with the Stars. He is a very, very prolific
That's not what
cowboy.
I thought you were going to say.
Neither did I.
All right, is it my turn?
Yeah, you got
my two picks. Yep. I'm going to go where Vinny did not go, and I'm going to take the Valley's own Mason Saunders.
Yes.
And I'm going to take Django from Django Unchained.
Ooh, that's a good
Jamie Foxx's character.
Mason Saunders won like $38 in a rodeo
Doesn't
once.
Matter. Good enough by me.
Still great.
It's cowboy enough for me.
All right.
I bet he sounds more like a cowboy than the other guy.
I mean, really, who is more cowboy than Madison Bumgarner? Really?
Other than his name.
That is true. I'm going to go with a cowboy who then also became President of the United States, Teddy Roosevelt.
Oh, also not what I thought that's you were going to say. I thought you were going to say Ronald Reagan, and I was like, Ronald Reagan only played cowboys. I don't think he was a real cowboy.
Well.
Oh.
Wow.
You don't get to break out the Reagan often anymore these days.
My first impression ever was Jimmy Carter. Lifted it off of a comedian I saw on the Dinah Shore show.
Wow.
That's great.
Do you have a little taste of it?
Right? No, can we get a little bit of it? No.
I can't do it. I can only imagine.
What was Jimmy Carter's? What were some of his? Do you have any pet sayings?
He's a peanut farmer. That's all I know. I just remember Dan Aykroyd refusing to shave off his mustache doing the Jimmy Carter in Saturday Night Live. All right. My last pick. Ah, boy. I'm going to go with Wyatt Earp.
That's a good pick.
You got Wyatt Earp and Doc Holliday.
That's, yeah. Jared's got a strong team.
He's got the 100% vote of Tombstone fans.
Yes. Well, we are in Arizona.
Sarah,
all right, last pick.
Okay. I will go with Troy Aikman.
There you go.
For my final pick.
Solid last pick. I was going to pick Al Swearengen from Deadwood.
Right.
One of my favorite characters. He wasn't really a cowboy.
Not a cowboy.
Yes, he was
a saloon owner that's
and
right.
a brothel owner.
I thought about that as well. Rick Dalton would have been a good pick. The character Leonardo DiCaprio played in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yeah. Although.
Buffalo Bill.
That's getting like Inception. There's like three layers of cowboy.
That is kind of right. It's kind of weird.
All right,
Annie Oakley, Calamity Jane,
Jesse James.
Oh,
Jesse
man.
James. Yeah.
Dang, I forgot
Rooster
about
Cogburn.
John Bon Jovi went undrafted.
Yeah.
All right, Sarah's team is Woody, the man with
Kid
no
Rock.
Name, Billy the Kid, and Troy Aikman. Jared's got Doc Holliday, Emmett Smith, the Lone Ranger, and Wyatt Earp. I went with Roger Staubach. Barry Sanders, Ty Murray, and Teddy Roosevelt. And Bick went with Butch Cassidy, the Sundance Kid,
yes.
Mason Saunders, and Django. That is quite the eclectic team there.
No doubt about it, man.
All right, we'll get this up on Twitter. You determine the winner, as always, of Mock My World at Bickley_Murata.